It's very wonderful that throughout the whole liturgical year, we have such wondrous feasts as the one which we celebrate today. A few days ago, we celebrated the feast of St. John the Baptist, who is very much at the center of this feast of today. And then we celebrated the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and then the feast of the most precious blood of Jesus, by which we are saved from eternal damnation. And then today, on the second day of July, in the middle of the summer, when everything seems to have died down and there are no more feasts, lo and behold, we have this wondrous feast of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Elizabeth, Saint Zachary, and the baby Saint John the Baptist. When the Blessed Mother entered into their house, she saluted them in the formal and usual Hebrew way, Shalom, the peace of God be upon this house, something which we still do when we bless a house or any property. The priest, first of all, says, may the peace of God rest upon this house. Therefore, throwing away all the demons that may be there. Of course, the blessings that follow do the rest. So Shalom, peace. And immediately, the baby, John the Baptist, the precursor of our Lord, leaped for joy. One, because he recognized, even through the walls of the wombs, Elizabeth and Mary's, that there was God, the Son of God, that this was the one for whom he would be the precursor. Second of all, because at the minute that Our Lady wished peace upon that house, the peace of Christ, who was in her womb, came to that house and especially came to St. John the Baptist, who was thereby purified from original sin in the womb of his mother. And then, of course, we have these magnificent readings of the first reading from the Canticle of Canticles, the Song of Songs, also known as the Song of Solomon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, which, of course, the Lutherans threw out because they cannot see that even in the things of this world, God has wonderful and good and holy things that he has created for us. And thus, this whole book is the story of love between God and every single soul, but most especially between God and Mary, because she is the perfect, the highest, the holiest of all the souls that he has created. And the words that we read in the Canticle of Canticles are there, and you should meditate on them. It is my favorite book of the Old Testament. It is magnificent. Of course, I have preached a whole retreat on that, which may be still in the back or not. I need to remake the CDs so people can buy them. But the Canticle of Canticles, what a magnificent book. God sanctifies that which he has created and purifies from the evil of the devil and his minions who wish to destroy everything on this world. And yet, he has created it. God does not create anything evil. He has sanctified it and still sanctifies it. So today, the Blessed Mother brings salvation to the house of Zachary and Elizabeth. Today, the Blessed Mother brings salvation to the little baby John the Baptist. Today begins, in effect, after that which has already taken place at the Annunciation, begins the salvation of all mankind through Mary, who brings to us Jesus Christ, whose blood saves us from our sins. Praise the Lord, all ye creatures. Praise the Lord, all ye that God has created. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.